Oh, now, great to be back with Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I didn't realize, you know, you're coaching four sports, but I didn't realize it was all at once. So this is kind of a strange year.
Yeah, this fall two season kind of fell right into the end of basketball and volleyball season and kind of interrupts the beginning of baseball and softball season. So it's been kind of a hectic schedule.
Well, we're going to get to that at some point, Coach, down the road when we have some time. But let's concentrate on football. You guys off to I think an amazing start. you had a little bit of a problem there at first. You played a great game at Marblehead. At least that's what it looked like on paper. And then you came back and did a number to win against Masco. So tell us a little bit, if you would, Mark, about preseason, what you expected from these kids, and then we'll get into those games.
Well, you know, this season has been obviously a little different than most. You know, our program overall coming into the year was going to be very young. We have a lot of young kids at skill positions. We started two or three sophomores. We got a freshman who's in a big impact player on our team. Our offensive line coming out, you know, we only had two returners. We lost some kids in our offensive line. So I think for us, coming out of the gates and not playing Winthrop in week one really did a toll on us. We really needed a game where we could come out and compete and start to figure out how to work together and communicate and play as a team. Really didn't need to be at Marblehead to open things up.
Yeah, that's a great way to start after not having any preseason whatsoever. And it makes sense, you know, to have that first game under your belt. And everything was compressed, isn't it, Coach? You've had to push, you know, 4 or 5 weeks into one or two.
A lot of information in a short period of time. You know, there's so many rules on what you can and can't do, you know, between wiping down equipment and things just take a lot longer because you have to do things safely with all the COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
And you don't want to sacrifice anyone's health to rush through things. So we've been very patient. We've been following the rules. We had our little episode there before the Winthrop game. We had a couple of kids come down with COVID. We quarantined everybody. It was very strange to be going 6 days a week and all of a sudden shut it down for 6 or 7 days there where I didn't even see my varsity team for a week. I didn't see, you know, the coaches couldn't go and nobody could do anything. Everything was put on hold. The only thing that saved my sanity was that because we followed the COVID rules properly, our freshmen and JV teams were still able to practice and play. So they got some extra good, you know, some extra coaching from the entire staff because we didn't have much to do with the varsity kids quarantining. You know, and I think the first half of that Marblehead game, you know, really showed that. I mean, you're starting a sophomore quarterback in Shea Lynch, who's very talented, is going to be a good player, but when your first game's over in Marblehead, that's putting a lot of pressure on a young kid. And not only that, I mean, the receivers that we have, we got a couple of sophomores and Alan Polino and Danny Barrett. We got a freshman, Eli Batista, getting a lot of playing time. And the thing that's really worked out nicely in the first couple of weeks here as we started rolling into games is the mesh of the older kids and the younger kids has been
nice.
Very, very, very good to us.
Nice.
We have some seniors with some great experience. You know, offensive lineman Jaden Nigro, you know, Shea Palmer, some of our older guys have really mixed well with some of our younger guys who are really seeing their first varsity action. And, you know, leaders like Cam Cuzzy, Jonathan Texera, a couple of our captains, Kyle Maglioni, who's been hurt and, you know, has been forced to lead by, you know, not by example like he's used to because he can go out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the mix of their leadership with the younger kids, it's been a good experience, I think, for all of our coaches, and it's helped our program, I guess, kind of grow up a little faster than maybe it wouldn't have if we didn't have that kind of chemistry.
Well, one thing, you know, with the younger kids, they don't quite get the speed of the game there at first. You've got to get them into the action, into the combat zone, so to speak, and then they pick it up. But the other thing you were mentioning, Coach, and I've heard this across the board, really, is the resilience and the leadership of the kids in general. It seems to me, as an older guy, that we're in good hands with these youngsters because they're learning, and their priorities seem to be straight.
Well, it's not easy to start your season in 25, 30-degree weather.
Yeah.
And with the COVID restrictions about going inside, we were forced outside.
Yep.
And I think you know, our athletic director, Bobby Boo, and our principal, Steve Magno, did a great job of getting the field cleared for us, getting the snow off so we could actually get out on the turf. And even though it was cold and it was windy and it was snowy and it was freezing rain on some occasions, the kids were resilient. They wanted to go outside. You didn't hear them complaining about the weather. They were more focused on the fact that they were getting an opportunity to play football. And I think that's really what rallied these kids to pull together and work hard together.
What's it say about your kids and your staff and everything else with that big bounce back win against Masco?
No, I mean, once again, you know, we're having kind of the young team problems with turnovers and, you know, putting the ball on the rug. And those are things that you get better at as you get older and more experienced. If we can cut down our turnovers, as we showed, you know, in the Masco game, we can create some of our own. And, you know, all things being even, you know, we're not a bad football team if we can protect the football. Our defense has really stepped up here early in the first couple of games. The last three quarters, I think our defense has played phenomenally for a group of kids that have kind of been thrown together. Again, a lot of starters not there, a lot of lost talent on both sides of the ball. And they've done a nice job of working hard and coming together and trying to figure out how to play as a team.
Sounds great. Big test this week, too, with Danvers.
Is it getting easier, does it? You know, and not only that, we get a short week.
Yeah.
Good Friday being this Friday, we're going to play on Thursday. So you get 3 days to practice. We get two in the books. We've got one big practice left tomorrow to try to do the best we can to prepare for a very, very good Danvers football team that's well-coached, tough kids. You know, I think Peabody-Danvers football has become a bit of a rivalry. You know, they've gotten the upper hand on us the last couple of years, but I think it was a 7-0 game. I think it was just one score games.
Yeah.
The last couple of years. So, you know, the kids are excited. The coaches are excited. I think the community is excited. And we look forward to playing on Thursday night.
Coach, I'm very happy that you're able to do this. I know what a great job you do. I didn't realize baseball was right on. I didn't even think of that you got both together here. So I'm going to catch you in a few weeks, maybe, Coach, and kind of look back and look ahead, if that's all right.
That's fine with me. Anytime.
I appreciate it. Mark, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon. Good luck this week.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Coach. That's Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.